following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
At the Van Heusen sale at JCPenney, it's easy to up your style quotient with a brand like Van Heusen. Dress shirts are an incredible $19.99. No iron sports shirts, $19.99. And cotton rich polos, $21.99. Head to the men's store inside JCPenney or visit jcp.com/Van Heusen. Plus, JCPenney and Van Heusen have teamed up to give you the power to vote. Visit jcp.com/fanschoice to vote for who you want to see in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. JCPenney. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends October 30th.
Hi, my name is Todd. I own and operate a local BP station. My favorite part of the job is seeing our customers every day. Over the years, my employees and I have gotten to know many of them on a first-name basis, and we truly believe they're some of the friendliest people we have ever met. Our number one goal is to provide you with quality gasoline and the best service possible. We appreciate your business over the years, and would like to thank you again for your support. Thank you.
Can you
second chin, Hawkins in the gun, gets a snap. Sets, throws, batted down, intercepted, Ndamukong-Suh! Suh to the 20, 15, touchdown Suh! Ndamukong-Suh's second touchdown of the year!
It's Jerry Taggy calling signals after a 67-yard march. And on a quarterback keeper, he dives for the goal line. Coach Bob Devaney's unbeaten Nebraska Cornhuskers are number one. 1970 National Collegiate Football Champions of America.
Here's a direct snap back to Burkhead on the Wildcat. 20, 25, 30. Burkhead to the 40. Burkhead up to near midfield. Finally knocked down by Robert Golden.
Here's Wiley's kick. Gets high. It holds up there. Rogers takes the ball at the 30. He's hit and got away. Back upfield to the 35, to the 40. He's to the 45. He's to the 50, to the 45. To the 40, to the 35. To the 20, to the 10. He's all the way home.
Tucker's punt is blocked. It's blocked by the Huskers as it was Eric Martin who fired in there and touched that football.
Tips it off to Rozier. Rozier turns. He's running back around field. He's trying to get away. He's looking for blockers. He turns upfield. He's going to run a touchdown.
Turn. They hand it off again to Roy. Hit it off the left side. He's got a block. Purdy. Roy to the 40-yard line. Roy stumbling to the 50. Cutting back. 45, 40. Weaving his way. 30, 25, 20, 15. Hit from behind and knocked down about the 11-yard line. What a 62 yards by Roy Helu.
And a snap to Tommy and they give on the trap play and it's Schlesinger inside the five. And there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger. It is history. 13-0. And bring that trophy back to Lincoln.
Back in the pocket. Steps up. Beginning rush. Getting hit. Getting dropped to the 25. And lose six more. Jared Crick gets another sack. His ninth of the year and his sixth in 2 weeks.
And an option to the right. Tommy on the keep. Turns the corner. 25-30. Eludes a tackler. 35. Tommy Frazier. 37. 38. 39. 40. 45. 50. 45. 40. 35. 30. He's going to go. Holy cow. Touchdown, Tommy Frazier.
He gets the snap. Holding, steps up, has some time, throws it downfield, has Niles Paul there, he makes a catch at the 20, 15, 10, 5, he is in, touchdown, Nebraska.
Third down, cross to the middle.
Six seconds left. Jones gets a snap, rolls to the right side, has some time, throws it downfield. The pass, though, is going to be intercepted. Picked off by Matt O'Hanlon. He got that one. His third of the game, and the Huskers are going to beat number 20, Oklahoma.
Oh, Dan Trotz escapes. And on the first down.
McCoy gets the ball tipped up in the air. It's going to be intercepted. Pulled down by Eric Hang. Intercepted by the Huskers. It was deflected by DeJuan Gold.
First down and 10 to go. Here's a hand up to Thunder who gives it back to Mike Stutz. He's going to throw it. He's got a man out. Yeah! 40. It is. Eric Brown. 15. 10. Final touchdown.
Sets
throws out a flat pass, caught, first down, Kenny, inside the 40, fights his way inside the 35, down to the 30-yard line, Brandon Kenny fights his way for a Husker first down.
Senior T.J. O'Leary to snap it, senior Jake West to put it down, Alex Henry to try to put the Huskers in front with a minute 50 left in the game. The snap is down, the kick is up, the kick is
get
on
that
its way, the kick is good! School record to put the Huskers in front, 33-31.
Back to throw. He rolls the pocket to the right. Bean rushed. Gets in as he throws. Has McNeil open. He's got a touchdown, Nebraska. Mike McNeil grabs it in Nebraska with three touchdowns in the first 4.5 minutes of the fourth quarter. Now leads his thing 19-12.
Back to throw is Landry Jones. Has some time. Steps and throws. Passes. Picked off. Prince of Mucamara, 20, 15. Prince is spinning around at the 12-yard line. Still on his feet. 10, 5. And gets it driven down to the 1-yard line. And the Huskers have it at the 1 of the Sooners.
McCoy back in the pocket. Holding. Now being rushed. Sue gets him and throws him down. That is his third sack of the game for Ndamukong Suh, the best player in college football.
It's a great group of kids. And I just want to say Nebraska's back and we're here to stay.
It's Football Friday on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Every weekday at 11, we are here to talk local, state, and national sports, and we're glad you're along with us. Not completely football today, but mostly football. We will be talking with Mike Perenio, racing sportsbook czar of the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, where it's always beautiful. He'll be coming up in the second half of the show. Also, a little men's basketball. The Huskers' Drake Baronic, former UNK All-American, All-Conference player that transferred to Nebraska. He got 1 year, and it all starts tonight against South Dakota. Plus, Daddy gives his selections. He is red hot, people. 12-3 on the last 2 weeks. Plus, pigskin pick'em. Looks like you like some home teams in the pros and some visiting teams in the college, huh?
That's the direction we're going this week.
We were defeated in Pigskin Pick'em last week, so we've got three finalists now for the laptop computer from Premier Rental and Purchase for our grand prize champion. Whoever beats us gets into the finals. We'll have a bowl bonanza, and we'll see how those people do. There's three of them right now. So that's coming up. Plus, we've got one more set of tickets to give away to Sunday night's big concert at the Garage with Reverend Horton Heat, Split Lip Ray Field, and the legendary Shack Shakers. You can see all three top groups that are traveling the Midwest Sunday night at the Garage. And coming up later, we're going to give you a chance to win our final pair of tickets to that concert. Also, state volleyball is going on, and you can't fix stupid. Next week, 1 week from today, Ron White will be at the Viero Event Center, and he'll be entertaining the crowd once again, and we want you to be front row. We will be giving away a pair of front row tickets to Ron White on next Thursday's show. How can you get them, do you ask? Well, email the Doug and Daddy Show about something stupid that should be fixed in sports. In the subject line, put stupid. All you have to do is give us your ideas. We've had a lot of great ones out there, and all that are deemed worthy, and just about every one of them have been pretty good so far. I don't know, we've got about 20 of them so far that are in, and we will draw one out on Thursday's show for that pair of front row tickets. So that's all coming up here in the next hour on the Doug and Daddy Show. But Daddy, you called me last night and said Pittsburgh lost.
Then I didn't realize that it really didn't do us any good. They need to lose again.
Well, again, referring to whoever wins the Big 12 championship game goes to the Fiesta Bowl, and this year the Fiesta Bowl doesn't get to pick because they're the last.
Right.
All four bowls
it just rotates
through. And again, I don't quite understand it because some of them have the tie-ins and whatever. There's only like two or three teams to pick from. Well, the Fiesta is going to get the worst automatic qualifier, and for years now that is whoever wins the Big East. And Pittsburgh, non-ranked, leads the Big East. And I think still, Tony, is anybody bowl eligible in the Big East? By Pittsburgh losing.
They're 5-4.
By Pittsburgh, well, you got to have six wins.
Right.
By Pittsburgh losing, this makes it even worse. That means an even worse team will come out of the Big East. Pittsburgh still leads the Big East because everybody else has at least two losses. Syracuse and South Florida. Those are teams that Nebraska could play in the Fiesta Bowl if they win the Big 12 championship, and that's a big if. If Nebraska doesn't, they will probably see a much tougher opponent in what would be the Cotton Bowl, maybe the Alamo Bowl. It just depends what's still out there. The Holiday Bowl, not so much in in the rotation anymore. So just that's why the Pittsburgh thing became a big deal last night. UNK wins at the RMAC tournament. Semifinals today at 4:30 and 7. Hastings College gave it all they had against 33-0 Northwestern. They won the first two sets last night, and then they lost in five. So good ending to the season, if you can say that. We'll see what happens. But here's the deal, Danny. There's a couple of things I want to see today. I want to see Grand Island Central Catholic beat Columbus SCOTUS. Now, don't tell anybody, okay?
All right. Keep that on the DL.
On the down low.
Now, that's happened. I don't want to say this out loud either, but it's happened the last couple of years at this situation.
Stuff, things, you know, not today. Not today.
I think Sharon will come up with a fiery speech.
She told me yesterday that's not her style. No fiery speeches. They know what they got to do. Dan in Roseland says, here's something stupid that needs to be fixed. The dreadful seven-game series. I get it. Professional sports is a business, and leagues like the NBA and NHL need to squeeze as much money out of their playoff systems as possible. But playoff series in the NBA and NHL don't truly get exciting until a team is facing elimination, which is why the single elimination format is by far the most exciting. March Madness and the NFL playoffs are two great examples. While single elimination is too much to ask for, how about a three- or five-game series? The fewer the games, the more that each game will mean. This creates drama and interest. Ratings! There is still the opportunity for the much ballyhooed chess match, but there will be a better chance that an underdog could pull the upset. I know this isn't going to happen, but a guy can dream, can he? I don't really agree with Dan. I agree that it comes down to elimination.
But you want the best team to win the championship.
You don't want the underdog to always win. And if the underdog is truly better, they need to show up more than once or twice in these series. Even a five-game series, win 3-2, it's tough for the underdog to do. But, Dan, there you go. Thanks.
It's in there, Dan. It's not like we're going to throw it away.
Oh, yeah. Tom in Hastings says, hey, Doug and Daddy, how about getting rid of Mark May on ESPN College Football Show?
That's an excellent one.
There's a stupid, there's no way you can fix. Shoot us an email anytime, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. Put the word stupid in the subject line and vent about something stupid you'd like to fix in sports. Best entries become finalists. The drawing for a pair of front row seats to the Ron White concert next Thursday here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug, you go up and down the slate of Division I football tomorrow, and it's one of those weekends where you go, okay, usually going into the weekend, there's a couple, three big games that you're fired up to see. You know, I want to see Missouri go to Texas Tech at night and see how they do. I want to see Oklahoma go to A&M. I mean, that's just an example. Last week, you look at this week's slate and
Syracuse Rutgers.
Right.
What Kirk Herbstreit said this morning about that exact same topic, Daddy. He goes, these are the weekends. This is the type of weekend everybody overlooks. And then all of a sudden, there are more than one or two upsets. An upset weekend can happen. He's not saying that it will this weekend. He's just saying, inevitably, when you think nothing is going on, there's no big games, boom, upsets all over the place.
You know, one that could be Stanford. I think a lot of people following the Cardinals now with their high rating, and a lot of people thinking that the next Cowboy head coach could come from the Stanford Cardinals in forms of a Harbaugh. They're only favored by 5 over Arizona State. That's one that looks awfully weird. At night, Arizona State, crazy things happen. You know, that's one, but Georgia, Auburn, South Carolina, Florida.
Well, discuss it today over lunch, folks, with your friends at Godfather's Pizza. In fact, at Godfather's, it's a family night. Why do they make it to do with that? At Godfather's, buy any jumbo pie, which is a big pizza, and you get a 2-liter breadstick and monkey bread free. So you buy any jumbo pie and 2-liter pop, and you get the breadsticks and the monkey bread free.
Is that a 2-liter pop or 2-liter monkey bread?
2-liter, you can get 2 liters of monkey bread, I don't care. They're going to give it to you. You want 2 liters of monkey bread?
I'll take a 2-liter of monkey
bread. You get in a smart with me, I slap you around. Mr. Volleyball, All-American, I slap you. Don't get smart with me. Godfather's is open 7 days a week, and they have got the lunch buffet from 11 to 2 every single day. It includes the salad bar for only $6.50, and kids 10 and under eat free on Saturday. 2 children per paying adult. So there you go, and go to godfatherspizza.com for all the coupons. Join them and bring the family up master the crane game as well. Plenty of room for you. Pizza, calzones, whatever you want. And if you need delivery or pickup, 234-9444 in the Archway Plaza on top of the hill in Kearney. 234-9444, Godfather's Pizza. When we come back, we'll update you at State Volleyball, and Drake Moronic of the Husker men's basketball team joins us after this.
Grillers know that when a rub is good, the steak is better. And when the rub is from Hole in One Farms, the result is near magic. Hole in One Farms Java Rub combines aromatic spices and peppers, a hint of sugar, and of all things, coffee, which enhances the meat flavor as it leaves the grill a beautiful coffee brown. Ask your grocer where they stock the Hole in One Farms products. Click on the Hole in One Farms link at kkpr.com to read the Hole in One story.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Saturday, it's a Big Ten matchup as the 13th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes take on Northwestern. Hey, how are you, folks? I'm Jason Horowitz. Join Brad Sham, Eddie George, and me at Ryan Field for all the action. Ricky Stanzi and the Hawkeyes look to avenge last year's loss to the Wildcats and try and keep their eye on a Big Ten title. But they'll need to slow down Dan Persa and the Wildcats' offense. Northwestern, Iowa. If it's NCAA football, it's right here.
Iowa, Northwestern, Texas Tech, Oklahoma, and Texas, Oklahoma State Saturday on ESPN.
Checking out our forecast throughout our Friday, calling for that mostly cloudy sky. There is a possibility for an isolated rain shower throughout our listening area, especially off towards our east. We'll have our high temperature rebounding into the lower 40s. Currently 37.
Daddy Show. I want to remind you of Thanksgiving approaching. Perfect opportunity to get to Troutman's and reserve your fresh turkey today. Bone-in and boneless hams await. Plus, the famous smoked turkey from Troutman's is waiting for you. Reserve one today along with your prime rib. Whatever it is you need for your Thanksgiving meal, get it at Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. Their steaks are all aged, a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. Plus, they've got a Green Mountain Grill waiting for you. Terry's going to show you how to work it. Show you the pellets you need. Take that home with you. Prepare your Thanksgiving meal on the Green Mountain Grill. Plus a wonderful selection of domestic and imported wines to choose from, including Nebraska wines, Max Creek Vineyards, Max Creek Wines, Lexington, new Nebraska wine from Superior, now available. Superior States Wine, Troutman's Quality Meat, the grill's best friend.
Well, the State High School Volleyball Championships are going on at the Heartland Events Center and Grand Island Senior High today. And in Class A, Papillion La Vista South has advanced on to the state championship. They're now 40-0. They've been number one all year, and they're fourth in the country, according to the National High School and Prep Volleyball.com. They defeat Lincoln Southwest 28-26, 25-17, 25-15. They will play the Millard North Omaha Marion winner currently in the first set. In Class B, Omaha Gross will play Lincoln Pius X at 6:30 tonight, and Elkhorn will play Grand Island Northwest tonight at 8:30. You can hear that on Classic Hits 98.9. This afternoon in C1 at the Heartland Events Center, at 2, Grand Island Central Catholic will play Columbus SCOTUS, and at 4, Kearney Catholic will take on Sandy Creek. You can hear them on Classic Hits 98.9. Also, the Sandy Creek match will be on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. In C2 at Senior High this evening at 6:30, Thayer Central will take on Hardington Cedar Catholic, and at 8:30, Lutheran High Northeast will take on Southwest. In D1, 2 o'clock this afternoon, Exeter Milligan plays West Point Central Catholic, and at 4 o'clock, Cedar Valley. That's the Greeley-Wallback Cedar Rapids conglomerate that won D2 last year. They will play Howells at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Howells came from five-set victory yesterday over Chambers Wheeler Central. And in D2, Lawrence Nelson has advanced on to the state championship game. Might see a district finals rematch with them in Sterling. Ansley hopes not, but Lawrence Nelson, a winner over Dodge today, 25-23, 25-15, 25-16. Ansley and Sterling are currently playing their D2 semifinal.
Ansley's been rated number one all year?
Yeah, pretty much. They're 33-0 now. So there
nice.
You go. That's what's going on at the state volleyball tournament, big fella.
That's excellent competition going on down there.
Well, tonight the Nebraska men's basketball team, Tony, gets their season underway. And I know one guy that's been waiting for this moment for well over a year just to try to get on the court. He's obviously seen a little playing time. The couple of exhibition games have moved on. And I know the folks in Central Nebraska are eager to see how he's going to do as well.
I'm sure he's been keeping track of the practice hours that go by, too. Drake Baronic joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Drake, how many hours has it been in practice?
You know, I don't have a set total, but a year of practice is enough for me, I'll tell you that.
Drake, what's it been like? I know you love basketball, but when you don't get to really compete outside of a practice, sometimes that can get to be a drag. Now that it's over, take us back what this last year has been like for you.
You know, I didn't think it was going to be as tough as it was to sit out of competition, you know, just because I do like to play and all that good stuff, but you know, I definitely learned some things, and it made me pretty eager to get out there. And, you know, I let a pretty big sigh of relief when I got to go check into my first game at the Devaney Center. And, you know, it was a pretty special moment for me. So I'd hope that most of the practice time paid off. So,
Drake, I guess, do you know your role with this team as you enter the season tonight?
I like to think I do. You know, being the guy that kind of maybe wants to coach someday, you know, you kind of sit there and look at some things as far as our team and stuff, and I'm definitely not going to go out there and rip the nets for 15 or 20 points a game like I might have done at Kearney. But, you know, my role is definitely different. Might be something like a relief pitcher in baseball where if, you know, somebody isn't doing as well or something like that, I might come in and try to change the pace of the game a little bit or maybe get us a spark on defense is just hustle plays or charge or something very small like that, but maybe makes a big difference in a game. So,
Drake Baronic joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, the Ravenna graduates. So, Daddy, if I get this right, Drake is planning on not scoring 15 or 20 points a game at the Devaney. So the tradition continues.
Oh, there's a bird.
You didn't laugh very much there, Drake. Sorry, man.
You're all right.
What about your play here in the first two exhibition games?
You know, I came in and did okay. You know, I was just happy to get the opportunity to play and, you know, try to make the most of it and show them what I can do. And, you know, I probably wasn't quite as aggressive as I maybe should have been. But, you know, just tried to play solid and not make too many mistakes and just give myself the best chance to maybe continue to play in the regular season. So,
Drake, they chart everything you've done since you've been at practice. You are one of the best shooters on this team. Do you have the green light in competition to fire it away?
You know, within reason, I think so, yep. You know, when we get into the league play and stuff like that, you know, we don't want to give up too many transition baskets, so maybe something real, real early in the shot clock that's kind of open, you know, probably going to have to turn that one down. But, you know, as we get later in the shot clock and stuff like that, then I kind of have more of a green light than maybe somebody else might.
Husker men's basketball player Drake Baronic joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. So, Drake, since we last talked, a lot of work's been put into this offseason with this basketball team. What do you see as the strengths of this team?
You know, that's a good question. You know, we're trying to become the best defensive team that we can be. And, you know, we got some pretty good defenders on the team that I can get down and really guard, you know, Brandon Richardson and Caleb Walker and a bunch of just, you know, quick, strong athletes. So, you know, I think that our athleticism on the guard is something that probably is a strength. And then, of course, you know, we've got our good big guys down low, you know, and it's a little bit different than last year, I think, with Andre and Brian Diaz getting a little bit more weight on him, and Ubel's playing well. So you'd have to think that our main strength is probably going inside, but then, you know, we got some shooters that can, if they double down, can hit some shots outside too. So, you know, just defense and getting it inside and maybe shoot the ball a little bit. So
there have been people sick. There's been people hurt. You guys played without three starters really in the game the other night. Will all those guys be back tonight, Drake?
You know, I'm not for sure. That's a coach's decision and all that stuff. But, you know, I'm just trying to make the most of the opportunity of getting the opportunity to be in there, really. You know, with all those guys out, it kind of opened the doors for me to get in a little bit more and, you know, hopefully show that I can make some plays and be a good asset to this team. So as far as them playing, I'm not for sure. I kind of stay out of that stuff and just kind of focus on what I have to do to make the team better. So
South Dakota tonight to Arkansas Pine Bluff coming in on Monday. So for the Husker fans that might be heading down, it's going to be a busy weekend. Women play tomorrow morning. Of course, the Husker football team tomorrow. So if you're heading down for the weekend, you got a chance to go watch the men play their season opener tonight. Drake, what are you most looking forward to now that you officially are going to be on the bench, suited up with a chance to play? Something about non-conference, just getting your first minute, conference play. What have you most eagerly anticipated?
You know, that Puerto Rico trip looks pretty fun on the schedule, I'd have to admit. You know, getting the opportunity to possibly play West Virginia or North Carolina or a top-tier team like that is something that could really get our season off and going in the right direction. And, you know, but, of course, we're not looking ahead to that stuff. We got to take care of business on the opening night and then the next Monday. But, you know, it's... The tournament is definitely something that's eye-catching. And then, of course, you got Creighton coming in December sometime. And, you know, just them hometown or them that state kind of game there is interesting to me. And, you know, it's going to be a fun season, I think. You know, we got a lot of things that are very special about this season, and I can't wait to get her started. So.
Drake, everybody knows one of the weaknesses of this team the last few years have been the lack of big men. You guys finally have some quality big men. You brought that up earlier. Which one do you will see the most action, will be the head turner this year?
You know, if you haven't had the opportunity to watch Big Andre play, you know, he's something special, I think. Just playing with him in preseason pickup game and stuff like that, you know, he's got great vision. He can bury a guy down low with his big body, and you know, he finishes around the hoop, left or right handed, either way. And, you know, he's a pretty solid player. So hopefully he continues that and, you know, kind of hope stays healthy. And but, you know, we got other big guys, too, that are doing well. So he's not just the only one. You know, Jorge's doing good finishing around the hoop. And like I said earlier, Bell is just a workhorse. We're very lucky to have Ubel on our team. He just does everything right. And, you know, it works his tail off. So,
hey, don't smile too much when you get on the court tonight, okay?
I try to keep my smiles to a minimum.
Drake, we look forward to catching up with you throughout the year. Always appreciate the time you give us. Best of luck tonight and throughout the season.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate your coverage, man.
You bet, Drake. Best of luck tonight, 7 o'clock. Go time.
That's got to be really exciting. The kid gave it up for 1 year. 1 year. This is it. People ask, well, is he just a junior? No, he's got 1 year. This is senior year of eligibility. He is done to play on the Vandy floor, to run out of that locker room tonight and the rest of the season. And it should be really exciting for him. And hopefully the basketball team can pick up some steam in this offseason, because they play some bad teams. They play some no-name teams, and they've done that the last few years. Hey, and then build some confidence going into that Big 12, because the Big 12 will be brutal, as it always is.
Guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, we take care of them with a lunch or breakfast from our friends at Burger King, two locations in Kearney next to Walmart at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue, and by Kearney Cinema with that huge indoor playground for the kids. That's at 8th Street and 3rd Avenue, also located in Cozad, Lexington, and North Platte. Try that ultimate breakfast platter, folks. Eggs, sausage, pancakes, hash browns, and a fresh baked biscuit. And how about 8 different items on their breakfast value menu for only a dollar? Breakfast is served daily until 11 a.m. at BK.
American, you kind of look like that flute player, more than Duda, I guess, on that commercial. Everybody saw it now. You get that little tune in your head. It's not Merritt.
Thanks for that. Don't forget, folks, keep sending us your emails on fixing something stupid in sports, and we will. And I'm going to save this email till we come back from break. How outstanding. Coming up, Daddy's going to give his selections for the weekend. Mike Perenio from the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, plus Pigskin Pick'em. Stay with us.
A message to all of you who don't have blazing foot speed and supernatural strength. You're probably not going to get a football scholarship. But you do have a chance to win some tuition this college football season in Dr. Pepper's $1 million tuition giveaway. Go to drpepper.com. Tell us why you should be one of the winners. There's nothing like a free ride. There's nothing like a pepper. No purchase necessary. Go to drpepper.com for details.
Exxon and Mobil have a little something in our gasoline that can make a big difference for all you drivers out there. Actually, it's smaller than little. It's tiny. Microscopic, even. We're talking about a molecule. A complex molecule that, when added to gasoline, helps remove deposits that build up on your intake valves and helps keep fuel injectors clean. So your car runs cleaner. Smart gasoline. It's just one more way Exxon and Mobil make gasoline work harder for you.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Checking out our forecast throughout our Friday, calling for that mostly cloudy sky. There is a possibility for an isolated rain shower throughout our listening area, especially off towards our east. We'll have our high temperature rebounding into the lower 40s. Currently 37.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on today's program as we can't fix stupid. This comes from the Huckster, Daddy, the original. He says, stupid? You mean like playing the game of golf but have never won the individual award for having the best etiquette at Lakeside Country Club? He says, why are you supposed to be quiet when a person is getting ready to hit a shot? Put some pressure on him. We got 15 and 16-year-old kids who may have to make a free throw with 1 second left to win a game, and the other team's fans are allowed to scream and holler. What other sport do you have to be quiet in? Bowling doesn't count, Daddy. I say that in a golf match, each player has two timeouts, and just when a player is ready to attempt, say, a 5-foot putt for money, call timeout and freeze him for 20 seconds. Never seen a sport where people walk around with a sign that says quiet or you are not allowed to take a picture. Sorry, Tiger and the boys, swing and play with noise. Many guys I play with are nervous when it's quiet while they are getting ready to tee off, hit an iron shot, or putt. Huckster is more of a... he'd like to play with Adam Sandler, apparently.
Fair enough. You're in, buddy.
Happy Gilmore is all yours. Happy Gilmore is all yours. Hey, let's give you a chance to win that final pair of tickets to see the Reverend Horton Heat, Split Lip Rayfield, and the legendary Shack Shakers this Sunday night, appearing at the Garage, 888-455-ESPN. If you've not won tickets this week, you're eligible, 888-455-3776. What's the question they have to answer, Daddy?
Well, basketball is just getting started. Who's the highest-ranked Big 12 team? Who's the highest-ranked
Big 12? On the men's
side. On the men's
side, who's the highest-ranked men's Big 12 team? And Merritt will take you off the air and try and get you set up. Who's the highest-ranked in both the AP and the coaches poll in Big 12 men's basketball for the tickets to the Reverend Horton Heat, Split Lip Rayfield, and legendary Shaq Shakers. Men's basketball, as we said, starts for the Huskers tonight. They welcome in South Dakota. The women take on Vermont tomorrow morning at 11:35, and if you show your Husker football ticket, you get in free. So there's an added incentive to go see the defending Big 12 champion women tomorrow. And Vermont was an NCAA tournament team, very good team, and they come in for that opener tomorrow. The UNK women's basketball team opens the season tonight as well at a school, I'm going to be honest, I'd never heard of until I saw it on the schedule, Missouri S&T, located in Rolla, Missouri. And then they turn around and go back to Maryville on Monday to take on Northwest Missouri State. The Loper men still off until next week. Hastings College women are in Kansas for a pair of games today and tomorrow. The men are in Iowa for a pair of games today and tomorrow. Wrestling also underway for UNK and Hastings College. The RMAC volleyball tournament continuing today at the Health and Sports Center for UNK. The Hastings men will host the GPAC Championship tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at Osborne Family Complex. So football at 1 and then soccer at 6. So I guess it's possible to play football and soccer the same day at Hastings College. I guess it's possible. Tri-City Storm.
Couple phone calls.
On the road tonight, Lincoln Stars, 6:45 pregame on KLPR, the Loper Station, 7:05 is face-off. This evening we got a winner.
We got Dave from Kearney.
Dave from Kearney?
Yeah.
He knew that who is the top-ranked team?
Kansas State, which would surprise some people. I think the majority of people out there would have said, if you haven't saw the polls, Kansas or Texas, obviously. But
what is going on with that?
You know, almost as low as 6th or 7th in a lot of people's projections of the Big 12 Conference. Missouri, the third-place team.
Rough times at Texas. Maybe they should get their own network.
But, you know, I guess Baylor and Kansas State, with both in the Elite Eight a year ago with the chance to move on to the Final Four, one game within that. So both those teams looking for big things again this year.
Also, state football playoffs, I erroneously thought or mentioned yesterday that the six-man championship was last night. It's actually tonight. They had moved that for this year. It is tonight at Foster Field, kicking off at 7 o'clock. Defending champion Arthur County against the defending runner-up Greeley Wallback. They meet for the second time at Foster Field tonight. Tomorrow, the Class A and B semifinals. In A, Millard North at Omaha Burke, and Lincoln Southeast is at Millard South. Both games kicking off at 6 o'clock, because that would be better than watching the Huskers, apparently. And in Class B, Aurora and Crete, they want to play early. They're playing at 2 tomorrow afternoon, and then Blair at Elkhorn tomorrow night is at 7 o'clock. And don't forget, Class D semifinals are on Monday. Class C semifinals are on Tuesday. You can hear the Overton-Creighton game on Classic Hits 98.9 at 5 o'clock, the Giltner-Howells game on The Breeze 94.5 at 7 o'clock Monday and Tuesday on 12:30 a.m. KHAS, 4 o'clock kickoff for Hastings-St. Cecilia at North Platte St. Patrick's.
Many people think that Aurora Crete game is a state championship going to be played, and that hopefully Tyson Brockmeyer will be able to go.
No, but he from what we hear,
he's
no.
Not going.
Not
he's
going
not
at all.
Going, no. That means nighty night for the two-time defending champions. Or, like you did, stepped up to the challenge and shocked the world.
Well, that, you know what, Doug? I'll be honest with you. I've got so many comments about the deal Merritt put together and about what happened at Kearney Catholic. I have not had this many comments about something done on this show since, I'll be honest, the 12 days of Christmas. People going, are you going to play that again?
So I said, yes. The first time you've contributed to the show, is that what you're telling me?
Well, yeah, you know,
it's been like five years.
I've got more. I cannot believe you did it.
Oh, yeah. Well, nobody can believe you did it, but more people are figuring out that the volleyball underhand serve motion does meet something that you are a well-trained professional at. So there you go. Maybe more than one thing. But you were in training with the help of the folks at Complete Nutrition.
That's right, because they've got me taking the Titan. That's the one that works for me. I don't know what works for you. They've got trained professionals. Might be V-Core, might be the Goliath. And they've got a fall kickoff special, 30% off all protein powders for a limited time. All of them. Doesn't matter. V-Core, Titan, Goliath. They're 30% off at Complete Nutrition. Specifically designed protein powders are designed to get you the results. There's one for you. Whether you're looking for to maximize your muscle repair and recovery, that's a Titan. Whether you're looking for amino acid ratio for absorption, energy, and recovery, that's a V-Core. You want to build more muscle mass, that's a Goliath. That's why you need to see one of the trained professionals today. Their mission is to help every one of their customers look better, feel better, and perform better every day. Complete Nutrition, located just north of Sunmart, or call them at 308-338-1FIT or online, CompleteNutrition.com.
The world is waiting, Daddy, for your selections. 12-3 the last 2 weeks. 7-1, then 5-2. So let's hear what we have going today and this weekend.
Well, the one that stood out immediately to me was Utah minus 5.5 at Notre Dame. The Utes are on a 9-2 against the spread run. The visitor is 9-0 in Notre Dame games. Utah's the visitor, minus 5.5. I know they got rolled up last week, but they will come into this game revved up and ready to go. Utah minus the 5.5. Kansas State at Missouri. Missouri, a 12.5-point favorite. Missouri defense, their offense was held scoreless for the last 35 minutes and 10 seconds of the game versus Texas Tech. Look for Missouri to get back on the board and back on their winning ways. I take Missouri minus 12.5 points. Wake Forest at NC State. NC State, 19-point favorite. I'm taking Wake Forest. Wake Forest is 10-3 versus the Wolfpack. State as 9-17 as a double-digit favorite. Wake Forest Demon Deacons on my team. Mississippi State at Alabama. Alabama minus 13.5. The dog is 13-6 versus the Tide. I'll take those 13.5 points and take the Bulldogs of Mississippi State. And the last one, South Florida at Louisville. Louisville, a 3-point favorite. Did you know the quarterback for South Florida has found the touchdown? 6 touchdowns in the last 2 weeks. I will take South Florida plus those 3 points. Recapping, Utah, Missouri, Wake Forest, Mississippi State, and South Florida. I move on to the NFL, the Texans at the Jaguars. This should be a shootout. But you know what? The Jaguars just found their stride. They've got rest coming off the game with the Cowboys. The offense is rolling right now. I'll take the Jaguars over Matt Schaub in a shootout. The Titans at Miami. I thought, why would I like Miami in this one? Well, I like Miami against Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's a better team than Tennessee. So why not take Miami again at home? Merritt, I like your Dolphins at home. The Jets at
Cleveland.
Well,
if you don't give points, I guess it doesn't matter what it is.
Miami's it's a -1, -1 okay. Either way. Actually, the Titans -1.5, so I'll take 1.5 points.
Okay.
The New York Jets at Cleveland. You realize the first down advantage the Cleveland Browns have had the last 2 weeks, 30-17, 34-14. Who is that against? Oh, just the New Orleans Saints and the New England Patriots. That's all. The Browns are on an 11-3 against the spread run. Why not take the Cleveland Browns at home? Ryan over Ryan. I like Ryan in this one. Take the Browns.
So the Jaguars giving 1.5, the Miami Dolphins getting 1.5, and Cleveland getting 3. There's your recap. We'll see what Mike Perenio thinks in just a moment, but we've also got Pick'em coming up. Mike Perenio joins us after this from the Mandalay Bay.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the sound of a Yellow Book print ad working for Rincon Vista Veterinary Center.
Drop it.
Ching. And Yellow Book search engine marketing working for their business.
Next.
Ching. And a YellowBook.com online video ad running smoothly.
Ching.
The thing is, with Yellow Book's full spectrum of marketing tools, small businesses like Rincon Vista Veterinary Center can hear the sound of success. Yellow Book 360. Go beyond yellow. Call 1-800-YB-YELLOW or visit YellowBook360.com today.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed.
Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer is so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Sunday night, it's a battle between two of the top teams in the AFC when Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers host Tom Brady and the Patriots. Hi, this is Dave Sims of Westwood One. Join James Lofton, Scott Kaplan, and me live from Heinz Field for all the action. Can the Patriots bounce back from a bad loss to Cleveland, or will Pittsburgh prevail? Tune in to find out. New England, Pittsburgh. If it's the NFL, it's right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Checking out our forecast throughout our Friday, calling for that mostly cloudy sky. There is a possibility for an isolated rain shower throughout our listening area, especially off towards our east. We'll have our high temperature rebounding into the lower 40s. Currently 37. I'm feeling like a star, you can't stop my shine. I'm cloudy cloud nine, my head's in the sky. I'm solo, I'm riding solo, I'm riding solo. I'm riding solo.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, as we roll along on this Friday. Don't forget our Pigskin Pick'em coming up, and maybe to give you a little advice on who the hot play is this week. Let's go to Las Vegas, Daddy. No, I mean, seriously, let's go to Las Vegas.
Yeah, let's go.
I got state volleyball the next 2 days. We'll fly out Sunday after the Husker game, and we'll come back for that Monday Overton game.
That'd be perfect. And where would we go to stay? We could stay at Mandalay Bay because we know the head lifeguard and the manager of the Racing Sportsbook, Mike Perenio. Mike, how are you today?
I'm doing good, although I won't be here probably when you get here because we had the over-under on the serves as 10 and everybody took the over.
Oh! No!
but guess what? I'm not paying because you did them underhanded? Come on. Well, that's part of the – it had to be overhanded win, so we canceled those bets.
Oh, that's too good. That is too good. I lost a dollar and lunch on the whole thing. It's brutal. It's brutal. Well, Mike, since we last talked, baseball is all done, and we're halfway home in the football season, and I've got to imagine that in the NFL, the board hardly looks anything like what it looked week one.
No, it's changed pretty good, although, the favorite now is Pittsburgh followed by the Giants. So the Giants changed a little bit. They were 30-1 to start the year, so they've come down quite a bit. Everyone else has pretty much stayed the same. Of course the Cowboys went from 15-1 to 500-1, and they could be 1,000 or 10,000-1, it still wouldn't matter. Falcons dropped quite a bit, and they showed it last night that they definitely are a real team. They went from 40-1 and they're only 8-1 right now.
Wow, that's quite a move. Is there action at 40-1 on the Falcons?
Yeah, there was a little bit. I mean, usually we move it in football as we see the season progress. We don't wait for money necessarily. But people start betting teams like the Falcons, and Vegas being the tourist town, people come here from all over, so once in a while we get someone from every state, every city coming through here that'll play some money and play some decent money and move the line.
Now, Mike, do the players out there have any money left? It seems like the books have won about every week this year.
Yeah, it's compared to last year, which was a pretty down year. And matter of fact, in October last year, we actually lost money in a football month last year. So we're still trying to get back from last year. And you're right. Other than the first couple weeks of college, where the public had some good results, it's been pretty good for us this year, and it keeps us open.
Mike, what else is going on that gets you a little action this time of the year? The NBA season got underway. I never hear a whole lot about anybody getting excited there. Hockey's going on. There's always a couple of boxing matches in the MMA. What else is getting the most play outside of the NFL and college football?
Well, compared to college football, there's nothing. Basically, if hockey, NBA, even if we make any money at all, it's very small. But it's here for people to play while we're open anyway. It's not a money-making thing. It's all about college football, NFL football. Boxing, depending on the matchups. We actually have a boxing match coming here up at Mandalay Bay on December 11th that we're really excited about. Amir Khan's fighting, and it's here at Mandalay Bay, and It'll be a great anytime we have a boxing match. We also have one of the best UFC matches, the Super Bowl weekend, also going to be here at Mandalay Bay. So you get the Super Bowl and, like I said, one of the best UFC matchups. We haven't put lines out on them yet, but it's definitely a good matchup for the UFC. And UFC's taken off pretty good. You don't see any heavyweight boxing matches like in the old days when, you know, we had the Frazier's and the Ollies and stuff. It's basically the small waiters classes, Pacquiao and Margarita is coming up here, or Cheetah Rita, if we call him that. But that's a pretty big matchup, but that's in Dallas. But we are getting a lot of action on it, actually people flying in via the Philippines, stopping here, and then going to the fight.
Huh. Unbelievable. Mike, I know a weekend that you took a lot of money away from football was last weekend, Breeders' Cup. Everybody loves to hear, did you cash any big tickets on the Breeders' Cup?
Yeah, Breeders' Cup was absolutely fantastic. Unfortunately, I won a bunch of money Friday and lost a bunch of money on Saturday. this two-day event makes it even tougher, but as far as having fun and an event, it was the best we've ever had. Out of all the properties on the strip, I bet I'm pretty sure we had the best handle, and we definitely had a fun time. It was a blast, and it's if people are interested in horse racing at all, the two-day event on Breeders' Cup is unbelievably fun, and it's even more fun when you win, of course.
Do you guys track the Heisman race, Mike?
No, we don't offer bets on anything that involves voting or TV shows. That's something gaming doesn't allow, and same thing with amateur sports and the Oscars and stuff like that. It's just not something we do. And you know, people come up all the time and ask if they can bet on Survivor, and you know, I go, you realize that was taped like 6 months ago, and people know who won.
Mike Pareto, the Mandalay Bay, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, as we head into this weekend, you see anything? Well, Daddy was talking at the beginning, there's not a lot of marquee college matchups. You see anything Saturday or Sunday that makes you raise an eyebrow?
Yeah, you know what, in college, you know, I like I've told you guys before, it's I really do a lot better in the pro football. It's something I pay attention to. It's our biggest sport. But it seems to me in college that Utah-Notre Dame game, I think Utah's probably going to bounce back from them getting destroyed last week. And I've never thought Notre Dame is that good to start with, and their record kind of shows that. Utah's only minus 5.5, less than a touchdown. I could see Utah taking some of their pain out on Notre Dame. Professional football, you know, I'm the dog guy, but I like Cincinnati this week. The Bengals are getting 7, maybe even 7.5 on the Colts. Colts are so banged up right now. I don't even think they have a tight end on their roster. And I do have a favorite for the first time in a long time. I like the 49ers this week. The Rams are visiting San Francisco. 49ers have been a disappointment all year. They're starting to turn things around a little bit, but as good as the Rams have been, they're still a very poor road team. 6 is a little high in the NFL. It could be a 3-point game, but I think actually the 49ers can win that game by a touchdown or more.
Mike, when you're looking at the odds for a BCS championship game, and you got something going on with Auburn with Cam Newton, what does that do to that situation?
Yeah, well, that game was actually off the board earlier this week when things were kind of up in the air. It's 7-2. I mean, USC won the national championship. They lost, took all their games away. It doesn't mean we refund the money. So anything happens with that, it's probably going to be after the season's over. They might do like they did with USC with Bush and take away every single win, but we still pay out on national championship tickets. We don't rescind those after, you know, decisions have been made. Nebraska's 20-1, which kind of surprised me, although Oklahoma's 100-1. there's a lot of things in there that are kind of shocking, but TCU's 2-1 and Oregon's 6-5. Those are the current three favorites, Auburn, TCU, and Oregon.
I think that's weird. I wish I'd got my Oklahoma bet now and bet a lot less of the money that I did.
They have a wall for those unused and unclaimed and uncashable tickets, Daddy.
Yeah, save them for tax purposes.
Yeah, I'm really, yeah, that's what I need, tax purposes only. Mike, we appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. We know you're busy out there. You're always gracious with your time, and the fans love you, buddy. We're going to send more people out to see you.
Yeah, they've been out here quite a bit. I've had a lot of your fans come up and say they heard me on the show. And if anybody comes out here, just feel free to stop by and see if I can help you out with a few drinks or something.
He's the good-looking cat with all the money behind. And then, of course, in the summertime, he's out, you know, man in the lifeguard.
Yeah, he's lifeguard.
Like you
yeah.
said. Mike Perenio, the czar that is and a Nebraska boy that he is as well. Mike, we'll catch up with you soon. Thanks again. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys.
From the Mandalay Bay, that's the place to be in Vegas, folks. Mike Perenio joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It is time for Pigskin Pick'em. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-ESPN.
You made it hard, didn't you?
What did I make hard? The picks?
The games.
Well, they're so terrible. They're absolutely terrible. You got a question, or you just want to pick a caller today, like number seven? What do you want?
Let's do that.
Merritt, pick number seven and get him set up. Lucky
some of
seven.
Our slower people that can't answer a question, well, let's give them an opportunity.
Well, yeah, this opens it up. All you got to do now is learn how to dial a phone. I mean, we could ask you where Turner Gill played, you know, college football at, or professional baseball, minor league. Hmm? Do you even know?
No.
I know he played a long time for the Mudhens, and Memphis. Memphis. He played Memphis for a long time. Excuse me, Memphis for a long time, but. I don't think he ever played in the majors, ever, did he?
I don't know. I do not think so.
Hey, while we're getting signed up here, UNK senior wide receiver Kyle Kaiser this morning was named one of 24 candidates for the Harlan Hill Trophy, which goes to the best college football player in Division II. So now it's up to the sports information directors from across the country to vote on the Harlan Hill champion. Four of the Lopers have made that list. Doug Banks, Justin Coleman, Mike Miller, and Richie Ross. Coleman made the national ballot twice, finishing as the runner-up back in 2000. So there you go.
Congratulations, Kyle. Hopefully tomorrow Lopers bring home that RMAC championship trophy.
I think there's probably room on the bus, don't you think?
I think there's plenty of room for that trophy.
Hey, it looks like we're going to Overton, already a winner with a Big Dally Deli combo meal at 3905 North 2nd, top of the hill in Kearney, or two locations in Hastings at 610 East South Street or 801 West 2nd Street. How many sandwiches do they have, Daddy?
They added 27 more, up to 4,207.
I had another one, a different one, a little salami on it the other day. So good.
I'll have a 57.
Yeah. We got so many great sandwiches. Howard has already won that. Good morning, Howard. How are you doing?
Morning, great.
Overton or Creighton?
Overton.
That's what I like to hear. We'll be there on Monday. Long trip right after the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's get into it, though, and make our picks. There's some weird ones out there, so why not start someplace we haven't been all year? Let's give a little shout-out to a place Nebraska's going next year and to all of our Wyoming Cowboy fans. Wyoming is at UNLV, and, Daddy, you have told me that Wyoming is actually favored in this football game.
Yeah, favored by 4 points. Howard, who do you like?
Wyoming.
Daddy?
You know what? I'm going to take that guy that bites on that towel, Jerry Tarkanian. I like the running Rebels.
You're going to take UNLV? I'm like you. Why is Wyoming favored? Well, because they are, I'll take them. Wyoming is the pick. Miami of Florida at Georgia Tech. I'm going to take Miami of Florida. I think Georgia Tech lost to Colorado, right? Okay,
Kansas?
Go ahead, Daddy.
They lost to
Kansas.
They lost
yeah.
to Kansas.
Georgia lost to Colorado. And then Kansas beat Colorado. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to take Miami in this one. Howard?
I can't go with Miami no matter what.
So he's taking Georgia Tech. He's still
and probably the winner.
There you go. So he's 2-0. Clemson at Florida State. Daddy, who you got?
I'll take the Seminole at home.
What do you think, Howard?
Same.
He's going to take Clemson?
No, he's going to take
Florida State.
Florida State.
You know, I think I've picked Clemson almost every week, so I'm going to stay with that. I'll take Clemson. Let's get into the Big 12. Texas A&M at Baylor, and A&M is a 3-point favorite. Who you got, Howard?
Baylor.
Daddy. I'll take Baylor. I'll let you know. I'm taking Baylor.
I'm going to make it a clean sweep. I'm going to take the Bears as well at home.
How about Iowa State at Colorado? Brian Cabral, first game as the interim head coach. Iowa State, an emotional loss to Nebraska. Daddy, the points in this one, it is back
about
on the board. Iowa State, 2.5 at what I'm looking at. Daddy, who you got? Iowa State at Colorado.
Give me the home team Buffs.
You know what? Oh, my goodness, 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 goodness.
The road is a fickle mistress.
Iowa State needs to win to get bowl eligible. You know what?
The only road team to win last week in the Big 12 was Nebraska at Iowa State. It just doesn't happen a lot.
I'm taking Iowa State. You know why? I thought Colorado was good or good enough to win a few games with Dan Hawkins. They're not good enough. I don't even buy this rallying cry. What do you think, Howard?
I think it's going to be an easy one for Iowa State.
Oklahoma State at Texas right here on ESPN Saturday. And that means it's time for me to pick Oklahoma State. Texas isn't any good. Daddy, who you got?
Yeah, I've heard that Eskimo Joe's a hell of a nice place. I'm going to take those people.
How about you, Howard?
I'm going to have to go with Texas.
Hey, well, he hates Miami, but he did take Texas, so there you go. South Carolina at Florida. Florida, a touchdown favorite. Howard, who you got?
Florida.
Daddy?
This is tough because the old ball coach just has not had a lot of success on the road. That's why I've got to go with the Gator.
Yeah, but they're making up a big deal about how South Carolina can't get it done. They always collapse at this time of the year. Good Lord. You know what? I'm trying to go 0-10. So I'll take South Carolina. Utah at Notre Dame. Daddy, we know who you're taking. It was one of your selections.
Yes, I will take the Utes.
Howard, who you like here?
Utah.
Man. There's something in my gut says Notre Dame. There's no way. Utah's favored by like 4.5. Utah got pasted last week. You know what? Irish Ken, this is for you, buddy. Notre Dame as I try to go 0-10. Georgia at Auburn. Auburn will come out and win this football game.
I've got Auburn. And going back to that last game, I've liked the Utes ever since at my cousin Vinny.
Howard, who you got?
Auburn.
And USC is at Arizona. Daddy?
I'm going to take Arizona at home.
Howard, who you got?
Arizona.
And I will take Southern Cal. Final score of the Kansas-Nebraska game. My points are down. Daddy, your points are down. Howard, what do you think? Total points, Kansas-Nebraska.
41.
I take 49 to nothing, Tony. 49 to nothing.
You know what? I'm going to take 45 to 12.
All right, Howard, best of luck. We'll see if you're in the finals on Monday. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Howard from Overton, and we need to get out of here. Have we done everything we need to do?
I believe we have.
All right, best of luck. I got the Huskers pitching the shutout. We'll see if that happens or not.
I'm going to take Kansas to cover this deal. I'm going to be honest with you.
Bob Jensen coming up Monday. Merkin Moore's coming up Monday as the regular seasons wrap up. Thank our guest, Daddy.
Yeah, we're going to – you know what? I want to thank Mike Perennio from the Mandalay Bay Race and Sportsbook for giving us a minute of his precious time as he gets set for a football weekend out there. Also, I want to thank Drake Baranek for practicing the last year and a half and getting ready for this home opener tonight with South Dakota. I think you can catch a game. I think it's on Fox Sports. I believe it's on DirecTV. I know for sure. And my buddy Russ calling, telling me that. We want to thank you, the listener, for joining us. I want to thank Howard for doing Pigskin Picks. And I want to apologize to the bookies once again this week because I have a feeling I'm just on a roll. 12-3 the last 2 weeks, and I don't think it's,
after a volleyball win?
After the volleyball deal, it's just not going to get any cooler. We'll hear that volleyball deal again early next week here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll see you then, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.